Dr. Wien, what is your plan to help prevent school shootings in Alaska?
A couple of things. One is I know we have the ALICE program here in Sitka, and that students have been practicing in an effort to have a heightened awareness, and that's certainly one thing that's important. To have a mental set, and teachers, students, as well as the police department. It's a good thing that that we're in Sitka because things are very close, and response times can be very rapid. I know that school shootings are something that is a consideration, but if you look at the school shootings, there were a lot of warning signs about the individuals who perpetrated these things. And I think that it's important to be able to recognize those potential perpetrators and remove them from the school and provide them with treatment. The only mass casualty that I can remember in Sitka was actually performed by a knife. And multiple people were stabbed in a rageful situation of mental illness. So the thing is that school shootings are important, and we have ALICE and awareness. But it is not just shootings. It depends on the individual. A determined individual can create a lot of damage without having a gun. And so it's awareness and knowing what to do when the time comes, which I think will be, our savior.
Representative Christ Tompkins, same question.
It's such a difficult question, and there's no easy answer. There's certainly no, I think, proven answer given sort of the increasing frequency around the nation, and fortunately it hasn't really come to Alaska, notwithstanding the incident in Bethel, I think 20 or so years ago. And actually, the legislator in the House of Representatives from Bethel, Representative Tsulkowski, she was actually a student at Bethel Regional High School when that shooting happened. And she related it to me and other colleagues earlier this year, and it was pretty impactful. It seems like there's this trend towards armoring schools, almost as though schools are becoming the equivalent of the post-TSA zone of an airport. And I find that sad and reactive. And given that they're community institutions and they're a place where you want them to feel welcoming and open, I imagine in some situations, in certain measure, that's appropriate. But certainly it doesn't address the root cause, which is you have people who feel antipathy towards society, towards their fellow man and woman, and have a sort of violent impulse with whatever it is that person is feeling. And in my mind, you want to drive towards the root symptom, and that's a strong institution of public education that is able to identify and support students who are struggling with mental health or social alienation. And you want a safety net that can, in sort of a public health approach, also identify and support those individuals. And that feels like it gets a little bit more to the root situation. And I don't know how much its government is going to catalyze that. I think it's really, up to a lot of us as individuals looking out for each other and trying to help each other, approaching each other with kindness. So, tough question. Those are a couple of the thoughts that come to mind.